This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 214 for Thursday, January 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Thursday, taking some direction from Chicago soy oil, although activity was choppy. Canola down $1 to over $3, the March contract down $3.30 at $865.70 per ton. Attention in the market is on Argentina's weather, with forecasts for rain in the South American country weighing on soybeans and spilling into canola. Losses in Malaysian palm oil also weighed on the market, although European rapeseed was mixed and crude oil was higher. The Canadian dollar is softer today, taking back some of yesterday's rally. That's providing some underlying support. Solid demand from both exporters and domestic crushers also helped temper the declines, with canola still stuck in its broad sideways trading range. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, while wheat was mixed. Bearish technical signals contributed to the losses in beans, with a broad risk-off sentiment in global financial markets weighing on values as the bean market retreated from overnight gains. March soybeans down 12 cents at $14.71 per bushel. Some private forecasters were lowering their estimates on the size of Brazil's soybean crop, but production there is still generally expected to be record large overall. Meanwhile, forecasts calling for much-needed rain in Argentina were bearish, but conditions there do remain hot and dry overall, with much more moisture needed going forward. Census data showed the U.S. exported about 9.7 million tons of soybeans in November. That was down slightly from the previous month and well off what moved during the same month a year ago. Corn futures, they are also lower but lagging beans to the downside, correcting after an overnight attempt at moving higher. The March contract down a penny at 6.52 and three quarters. U.S. corn exports in November of about 2.4 million tons were up by 17% from October, but only about half of what moved the same month a year ago. Wheat futures, they are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the March contract at $9.09 per bushel, while Kansas City down a penny in the March contract at $8.39 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, it's up 1 cent in March at $7.46 and three quarters per bushel. End user bargain hunting provided some support on ideas recent losses were overdone. However, the recent moisture in dry areas of Kansas accounted for some of the weakness there. Uncertainty over grain exports through the Black Sea remained a feature in the background of the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.